Welcome to Leading Lines, a podcast from Vanderbilt University. I'm your host, Derek Bruff, the director of the Vanderbilt Center for Teaching. In this podcast, we explore creative, intentional, and effective uses of technology to enhance student learning, uses that point the way to the future of educational technology in college and university settings. In this episode, we have another interview from Open Access Week 2017. Cliff Anderson, on the Leading Lines team and Associate University Librarian for Research and Learning, talks with Kelly Doyle, Wikipedian in Residence for Gender Equity at the West Virginia University Libraries. Kelly was at Vanderbilt during Open Access Week to talk about her work at West Virginia and to assist with a Wikipedia edit-a-thon here on campus. The Vanderbilt Libraries host a few edit-a-thons each year, giving students, faculty, and staff the chance to learn how to contribute to Wikipedia and to make some contributions to a particular topic on Wikipedia. Cliff, in the interview, talks with Kelly Doyle about her rather unique position at West Virginia University as a Wikipedian in residence, and some of the ways that she's found to help students at West Virginia contribute to Wikipedia and make better use of it in their research.
Thanks for joining us, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
So let's begin by talking about your current position at Western Virginia. It's kind of a unique position. Could you talk a little bit about your role there?
Definitely, yeah. So this is the first Wikipedia in residence position that focuses exclusively on gender equity. And it came about through an Inspire grant in 2015 from the Wikimedia Foundation. And really the thought behind it was, one, how can we bridge academic libraries and librarians and academia with Wikipedia and Wikipedians and all of that entails? And then a further subset of that, and most importantly, is how can librarians and academia more broadly help to address the gender gap on Wikipedia.
Very cool. Just stepping back a bit, I'm wondering about in your own story how you got started editing Wikipedia. How does someone even think about a job like that?
So actually, I didn't edit Wikipedia until I got this position. So I have more of a community organizing. I interned in archives during grad school, sort of like protecting and preserving knowledge and creating momentum around those collections was my background. And so I brought those things to the position, but I actually had never edited Wikipedia. And since the position, my Wikipedia residence position is about community organizing and advocacy, the editing piece came along with it, but it's not a content creation position.
It must have been interesting to be learning Wikipedia at the same time as you were helping others to get started.
Absolutely. It's a steep learning curve, learning not only the Wikipedia and the Wikimedia community, but also how the Wikimedia Foundation fits in, and then also learning to edit Wikipedia as a new user, all the while having this goal that I'm trying to achieve on top of that.
And we just had a Wikipedia edit-a-thon, and you made a presentation about how to get started as an editor. And I noticed that you had really nice, clear examples of what all the parts of a Wikipedia page mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's one of the challenges, of course, of Wikipedia as a community now. There's a lot of rules, and in a sense, there's some simple guidelines, but then when you get into the details, it grows complex pretty quickly.
Yeah, there's a lot of in-the-weeds stuff, and I think, you know, we sort of need to not just advocate for Wikipedia, but also advocate especially for students with Wikipedia literacy. And that's really what those slides were about, you know, pointing out the various areas of the Wikipedia page that we tend to ignore. And we go right for the content, but we ignore pieces of the Wikipedia page itself that could help us dive deeper and move away from Wikipedia to do better research. And so the more that, you know, librarians and students sort of educate themselves and we help them to do that about how Wikipedia works, maybe the perception of Wikipedia can continue to change because there is authority control at the bottom of the pages. You can get to WorldCat. You can look at the categories and do interdisciplinary research and, you know, really, really increase the way that you're using Wikipedia in tangible and amazing ways.
So with your experience of students at Western Virginia University, what have you found has been the most difficult aspect of onboarding them into Wikipedia? What are the challenges of getting them started as editors?
The challenge is getting students in the door, frankly. There's so much that's being, you know, students are being pulled in so many directions with so many amazing things, especially at a big campus like WVU. So really it's finding that point of entry. And since I am concerned with the gender gap, a natural point of entry was our sorority students. We have a lot of Greek life. So I really just started thinking about what can I offer students that would get them in the door? And that was volunteer credit service learning. So that's been really helpful for me in thinking about the user, who we're trying to get to use Wikipedia, and how what we can give back to them to get them to engage with Wikipedia, which is a huge kind of bear of a thing to learn. But once they learn those skills, even if they never edit Wikipedia again after they leave WVU, they still have these amazing skills and these literacy skills that they're bringing with them to tons of different fields. And that helps them, but it also helps Wikipedia.
I'd love to hear more about your work with the sororities on campus, because what kind of events do you hold that and what kind of articles do you edit together?
So the events originally were edit-a-thons, and the students would come. I would do my training like we did today at any normal edit-a-thon, but it's gotten to a point where I really don't need to see those students as much. WVU has a platform called iServe where students log their volunteer hours, and then I approve them.
Okay.
And so because of how Wikipedia works, they can look at their username and look at their contributions and see, okay, that was an hour worth of service. So it's gotten to this really great self-sustaining place where I don't necessarily need to check in with the students all the time face-to-face. They don't need to necessarily come to edit-a-thons, though they do. It's something that they can do sitting on their couch at home, or it's something they can do in the library. And really, that's what Wikipedia editors do. They
right.
do it at home, and it's kind of an isolated thing. And the students have really glommed onto that, and I think it's something that they really like. And it's also a quiet activism because they're editing articles about women
yeah.
and women that they think are important, that are being marginalized, their stories not told for whatever reason. So in that way, it's become a really sustaining project that allows me to grow this at other universities, because it's something that once they're trained, they can keep doing it, and they can do it from home, and I can approve the hours.
And I should say, you'll be talking about this during our open access
yeah.
event tomorrow on
yeah.
campus. So we'll hopefully do something similar at Vanderbilt. Have you
yeah.
seen other campuses picking up this model?
There's a lot of interest in doing it, and I actually have a grant starting in January from the Wikimedia Foundation to grow this to other universities, because it is something that seems like it would be really scalable. So the grant is to test it out at different types of universities. So we're testing at American University, which is a much smaller school in a metro area, and then we're testing it at Ohio State, which is a large state school, to see, you know, if there a certain type of culture needs to be present, if a Wikipedian residence needs to be on campus every day for it to work. And I think it could work at any school. And because this is self-sustaining right now at WVU, I don't think a Wikipedian residence needs to be there every single day to make it work. But the grant will allow me to eventually, at the end of the year, the grant is a year term, to build really complete training materials so that you could take those training materials. They'll be accessible through Creative Commons to implement it at your own school from the findings of the grant period.
That sounds terrific.
I'm really excited.
So how about classrooms? What have you been doing at WVU to integrate Wikipedia into classroom teaching?
So I've been doing a lot of, I guess what librarians would call one-offs, going into classrooms and talking about how students can use Wikipedia to do research, or if they have an annotated bibliography, looking at a page that's really complete and looking for the scholarly sources there, following those breadcrumbs back to the library and working smarter, not harder. And so the thought there is meeting students where they are and then bringing them into the library context. But also at WVU, we have a university library class that all of our journalism students have to take. And Wikipedia has actually been integrated into that course completely, which is really exciting. So the students, while they won't edit Wikipedia, they'll have 2 weeks where they learn Wikipedia literacy, how it's constructed, how to move away from it by using Wikipedia to our library system. But they'll also learn about Creative Commons, licensing, all the stuff that makes Wikipedia great. Open access is in that block of time, which is really exciting that it's kind of institutionalized in that way.
Yeah, that sounds terrific. For information literacy courses, I think we should all integrate something on Wikipedia.
Definitely, definitely.
You mentioned libraries, so your own background is not out of librarianship.
No.
Can you talk a little bit about what it's been like to work in a library?
Yeah, sure. So I have a master's degree in English Lit, so I'm not I don't have an MLS, but it's been exciting to work in a library, especially one that serves such a huge student population, and we have so many librarians and so many different types of librarians. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I've learned a lot from especially like our instructional design librarians in thinking about how can we more cohesively integrate Wikipedia into the way that we do our one-offs or the way that we do new student orientation or new faculty orientation, which the library handles at WVU. So it's been a really great learning experience, and I think it's a natural place for a position like this to be housed.
There's been some criticism in the library community, and I think this is changing, about Wikipedia. And so, you know, the mantra that used to be repeated by librarians is don't cite Wikipedia, cite reliable sources. Have you encountered any of that in your work with librarians?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always, especially in academia, an old guard and then, you know, a not so old guard. But I think even with Wikipedia, there's even in that old guard sect, there's a shaking off of that. And I think people are really starting to reassess their previous assessments of Wikipedia or stereotypes of Wikipedia, especially because, you know, positions like mine are buzzing. You know, the National Archives has a Wikipedia in residence. The Smithsonian is doing lots of Wikipedia work. So I think as more institutions continue to embrace Wikipedia, it's something that librarians will continue to have to confront and hopefully find what we've all found, that it's something that our students are using and it's something that really matches with the ethos of Wikipedia. It matches with the ethos of libraries. The sum of all human knowledge is something that librarians and Wikipedia are sort of in lockstep on.
And what about the peer review process in Wikipedia? I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about how that works and how people work on sourcing and making sure that statements are reliable and credible. Can you talk a little bit about how that process works?
Yeah. So there are tiers of editors, I guess is the best way to say it, and there's administrators on Wikipedia who make sure that, you know, if there's any disputes about content, they'll come in and try to resolve a dispute. On top pages, things get fleshed out, like we were talking about earlier today, the edit-a-thon. How do we present X appropriately? And so I think the peer review process, as it were, is more people who really care about a certain topic and they're watching those pages. And they are making sure through various means that they have the best information. Maybe they're using the Wikipedia library, which is a part of the Wikimedia Foundation, to get access to scholarly sources, information beyond paywalls, to make that content the best it can be.
Now, you've also taken an active role in the Wikipedia community, and the community, of course, has lots of events where people meet in person as well as online. But can you talk in particular about Wiki Conference North America, since you're one of the organizers now, I understand?
Yeah. So Wiki Conference North America, we've had 2 years. Previously, it was just Wiki Conference America, United States. And in 2015, you know, a decision was made to bring in Canada and Mexico and share in our partners in those countries. And it's been really exciting. You know, we've committed ourselves to being inclusive, to having programming that sheds light on the gaps on Wikipedia and that Wikipedia is not complete. And I think that's really important, especially in the academic and the library world. Wikipedia is not complete. We need your help. So it's sort of an outstretched hand to not only the Wikimedia community, but beyond that. And it's been really exciting. We've had a lot of great feedback about the conferences, and I'm really excited about 2018.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to learning more.
Yeah.
In terms of your own thought about where your career is going, and, you know, Wikipedia career, but also your personal career, how does this fit in? What do you see as next steps for you?
You know, I never would have imagined that I would have been a Wikipedia in residence for gender equity, and I'm so happy that I am, and I think it would almost be foolish to say that I know what this will turn into. I hope that what this turns into is something that keeps me solidly advocating for a bridge between tech, open access, gender, and content gaps, and our education system. So that could be many things, and I'm I'm open to how this will progress. I don't have a crystal ball, but I can see Wikipedians and residents in the future being really kind of a standard in a lot of academic libraries and maybe even public large public library systems. While there aren't many of us now in academic libraries, I really think this is something that will grow, which is very exciting.
It is super exciting, and as I say, it's a model that we should really think about here. So
definitely.
It's great to learn about it. Well, we always ask our guests what their favorite analog educational technology is. So apart from anything digital, what's your favorite analog technology?
I love flashcards. And the ability to color code flashcards is a lot of fun. And I think it's a great, you know, visceral learning tool. So I'd have to say that.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Kelly. This has been really terrific, and we really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
That was Kelly Doyle, Wikipedian in residence at the West Virginia University Libraries. Thanks to Cliff Anderson for speaking with Kelly while she was on campus for Open Access Week. See the show notes for more on Kelly's work at West Virginia. And for more on teaching with Wikipedia, see episodes 13 and 18 of Leading Lines, featuring interviews with Tim Foster and Carwell Bjork James, respectively. Both had really compelling stories about Wikipedia assignments in their classes, and are part of what I would see as a growing movement of the use of Wikipedia in really intentional ways in higher education. And I can only see that growing as Wikipedia becomes an even more robust partner in higher education through the work of folks like Kelly. I'll also add a link in the show notes to an interview I did way back in 2007 for a previous podcast from the Center for Teaching with Vanderbilt history professor Michael Bess. Michael, at the time, asked his history students to analyze the discussion tab on the Wikipedia entry on the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Those discussions were all about how to talk about and represent those atomic bombings on the main page, in the main entry. And Michael used those discussions to help his students learn to think and reason like historians. I found it to be a really fascinating assignment, and I've been sold on the educational value of Wikipedia ever since. Again, I'm glad to hear of scholars like Kelly Doyle continuing to build bridges, as she says, between Wikipedia and higher education, because there's just a ton of potential here. If you have thoughts about teaching with Wikipedia, let us know. You can leave a comment on our website, leadinglinespod.com, or connect with us on Twitter, where our handle is @leadinglinespod, or email us a voice memo at leadinglinespod@vanderbilt.edu. We'd love to hear from you. And if you can take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes, that would be really helpful. That helps other people find our podcast. Leading Lines is produced by the Center for Teaching, the Vanderbilt Institute for Digital Learning, the Office of Scholarly Communications, and the Associate Provost for Digital Learning. This episode was edited by Rhett McDaniel. It was reddited. Look for new episodes the first and third Monday of each month. I'm your host, Derek Bruff. Thanks for listening.